Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here because I had an amazing response for you on the relationship anxiety episode that came out that was basically looking at the reasons why you might have relationship anxiety and then how to tackle them. And today I'm really going to be going into how to tackle them in a lot more detail and go through what to do if you have a fear that you're being cheated on. And I'm also going to be discussing the low sex drive because a lot of you asked me about this. So I'm going to be talking about it briefly in this episode. And then I'm also going to be sharing coming up in new podcasts about how to revive intimacy in a relationship, how to overcome sexual hurdles, what are the most common problems that couples have when it comes to their sex life. And if these topics interest you, do subscribe to the show. Do make sure that you get these episodes because not a lot of people really talk about them in the detail that I'm going to be talking about them. And so I really don't want you to miss those coming up. And while you're there, if you would like to leave a rating or review, it would mean so much to me. Because when somebody leaves a rating or review, the show becomes more visible. It helps more people get the support that they need. And it's my mission to get millions of people listening to this show so millions of people can get the help that they need, can get good, helpful advice that is not going over the problems and identifying all the problems that you already know, is not encouraging you to go to either counselling or discuss at your home alone, going over all the problems. Going over the problems together can create more fear, more anxiety, more doubts about whether the relationship can survive whatever you're going through. And we do not need any more anxiety. This is why we're talking about relationship anxiety in these episodes. And what you really need is positivity, confidence, and solutions. Solutions are the key. Yes, identify the problems, and then we want to spend 90%, 95% on the solutions. So let's get into it. What can you do to tackle the fear of being cheated on? The first thing you can do is remain as confident as you can. You have something to offer and your partner is attracted to you for a reason. You fell in love with each other for a reason. You need to remind yourself of this daily by treating yourself lovingly. It's daily actions of love towards ourselves that increase confidence and create more happiness in our life. In fact, this is so powerful. Loving yourself, boosting your confidence, feeling good about yourself, feeling attractive, feeling that you are the person that you want to be, respecting yourself, admiring yourself, acknowledging your achievements, knowing that you are good enough and deserve a loving, rewarding relationship attracts one to you. And because of this reason, I created the Love Energy Toolkit, the Self-Love Toolkit, the Self-Esteem Toolkit, which actually explains to people step by step on how to love yourself through actions. Because the amount of times I hear people say, and I know I was guilty of this myself, yeah, I know I need to love myself more. Or I give this advice to other people. I say, yeah, you just need to love yourself more. And it's like, yeah, I know that. But how? How do I love myself more? What do I need to do? How do I make it a reality? How do I get these negative thoughts out of my head? How do I start thinking about myself positively? How do I start talking to myself in a positive way? If you want the answers to that, then my self-love audio program is available. Again, I'll put the link with the show. Or if you can't find it, you can visit my website, nicolabeer.com. And it has under the individual counselling self-love audio program. Or you can just email me nb@nicolabeer.com and just say, can you send the link to the self-love program? or can you send what programs do you have? Can you send me the links? I'd be more than happy to do that because I know it can be frustrating if you're trying to search for things on websites or show notes with the podcast, or it might be difficult to copy and paste. So just do reach out to me if you need that. The most important thing is that you are taking action, because also remember that the more insecure behavior, that neediness energy, the less attractive a person is going to be. An untrusting partner who thinks the worst of their husband or wife is not pleasant to be around, and it carries a particular vibe that can make the other feel judged and pressured. And always remember, and I really, really mean this from my heart to your heart, that you are not your behaviour. Even if you are acting a bit crazy at the moment with relationship anxiety, with insecurities, you can change this. You can let this go. It's possible. This is not part of you. This is a behaviour, and you can change it and make sure that it doesn't belong to you anymore. I support men and women to be free all the time. I see this time and time again. So it doesn't matter how long you've had a worry about being cheated on or this fear. It doesn't matter how long you have perhaps had this paranoia behaviour. It can all be dropped very quickly with the right help, with the right actions. So believe and act like you are free. Decide to let it go. And if you get stuck, reach out to me and we can change this. You can reach out to me via my email, as I mentioned, nb@nicolabeer.com. Or you can go to my website and you can book a free 20-minute session with me. And in that 20-minute session, we can discuss how to break pattern. The next one is to avoid snooping. As far as possible, avoid snooping on your partner's phone, emails, stop tracking their GPS, any of these kind of behaviours. If you are in that state of mind, you're going to find something that leaves you worrying, even if it's totally harmless. Trust is one of the pillars of a good relationship. It's essential for a healthy marriage. And going through their phone without their permission is a violation, no matter how hard you try to justify it. Even with their permission, is this really the person you want to be? Ask yourself that. And if the answer is no, then start by setting yourself targets to stop snooping. Goals. Work with someone perhaps to hold you accountable, or with a friend. And really step into changing it, owning it, taking responsibility for it. Because it's not a way to live, if we're honest with ourselves. We don't really want to live checking, worrying, monitoring. And it may give you temporary peace, but it can become an obsession. So the next one is to stay off social media. That's the next challenge as well. And their social media. And I have a lot of people that I help to not only stop looking at their partner's social media, but they're looking at the person that perhaps they did have an affair with, or that they were school friends with, or ex-partners. And they're not only looking at their social media, they're looking at and stalking lots of other people's social media. And if you think about it, when you look at your husband or wife, girlfriend or boyfriend's social media, people of the opposite sex commenting, liking and interacting with their post is never going to feel good. I have a lady that I'm working with, and her husband is a personal trainer, and she's constantly worried about all these other women, and it's just making her feel worse. Seeing all of these women approach her husband and read his posts on nutrition, on body advice. And so since now she's been off this social media, which has been some time now. She's doing really well. I think it's over 3 months. She feels amazing. And she's spent that free time on herself, doing loving actions for herself, finding things that make her happy, give her joy, give her peace. And she's freed up loads of time. Look at the time you spend on your partner's social media, perhaps, or on stalking, on obsessing about whether they're cheating or not. And what a benefit it can be when you're free of that and you can use that time for yourself to dance, to have fun, to exercise, to meditate, to listen to podcasts, to watch comedy on TV. What are all the amazing other things that you can do to really have more peace? What's a better way to get lasting peace? Because it's not lasting peace checking to see who is doing what on somebody else's social media. And I had a guy once that was addicted to checking his wife's Facebook because he was cheated in a previous relationship. He was paranoid that his current wife was cheating. So he had an agreement with her that he checked her Facebook and he was checking it about 6 times a day. And this was a false sense of peace. But he then found that he needed to check it more and more and more. And it went up to 10 times a day. And he became addicted to it. And he would have to check it at lunchtime and check it after work and check it in the morning. And what a waste of his time. And that was his words, not mine. And he was so happy when he became free. So it does happen to men and women. Let's just put that out there. It's not something that only affects just men or just women. It affects both. The next one is turn to your faith or trust in life. If you're religious or spiritual, then offering up your anxiety to God or a higher power or a greater force like the universe, anything you believe in, if you do have that belief, can be really, really beneficial. Offering it up, asking God or the higher power to release it from you, to free you, handing it over. I firmly believe that decisions and actions based on fear are never good and never supportive in our lives, and they often create more anxiety. In a way, you're feeling the anxiety, you're feeling the fear. So the fear to check, the fear to be possessive, the fear to be controlling, the fear to worry, the fear to check social media, all of these things. And instead of living in that fear and acting in that fear, praying or setting an intention, I give this over. Please take this from me. Help me to release this. Can be a very, very powerful thing. And so this can be a real great way to release it from yourself. And I have many people have amazing, powerful shifts when they do let go and let God. Let go and let the universe support you, whatever your belief is. And this can be really help with any unwanted feelings, with the anxiety in that moment. And it may not work all the time for you. However, in my experience, for a lot of people, it's definitely worth trying if you have that belief and you want to hand it over. And another thing you can do is just trust and just say, okay, I trust. I let this go. I trust. I trust myself. I trust myself that I'm going to be able to cope no matter what. The fifth thing is putting work into the relationship. Often this can calm anxiety. This can help with relationship insecurities. By working on your relationship, instead of just blaming your partner for all the things that you're anxious about or paranoid about, you're setting in motion one more reason why your relationship is strong and you feel like you're taking action. As you know, I'm an action-orientated person. I take an action-orientated approach to saving relationships, to having closer marriages, to changing our lives, to getting rid of anxiety. And so if you get rid of your anxiety by doing positive things in your relationship, by putting positivity in there instead of negativity, by becoming closer, the less you're going to worry and the anxiety can dissolve. The sixth thing you can do is make emotional and physical intimacy a priority. When we have intimacy with our partner, we worry less. So show effort to really understand your husband or wife, to listen, to support, to connect with them. Give that emotional intimacy on a deep level, as lack of intimacy can result in distance in your relationship. And if you're worrying about them looking elsewhere for intimacy, not giving them intimacy is not a good route to follow. And then we're going to be talking about sexual intimacy now, physical intimacy. Sometimes a husband or wife shares with me that they are withholding sex as a punishment for their partner. And all this does is harm the relationship. There are better ways to deal with resentment than this kind of shutdown and revenge. Talk about sex if it's an issue. It can be a bit nerve-wracking if you're not used to it. I had a British couple recently that I worked with, and they said that they never talked about sex before working with me. And they had been married for 18 years, and they hadn't shared what they like in bed and what they don't like in bed. They hadn't discussed why their sex life had broken down. The husband explained that their sex life had broken down because he was hurt and fed up of being rejected for sex all the time. He gave up. Sex is no fun if your wife does not want you. And I don't want pity sex, he said. Yet they had never spoken about it. He'd never spoken a word of this to his wife. And she thought that he had gone off her because she was getting bigger, because she'd put on a bit of weight, because she was looking older. She thought it was about her looks, and this made her feel even more unattractive. And she thought it was also because he was stressed at work and his problem. So they never addressed it. And they lived a pretty much sexless marriage for many years, not addressing and knowing why each of the breakdown happened. And now, thankfully, it's great again, just like it was at the beginning of their relationship. And why is that? Because they cleared the air, and because they're focusing on it, and because they were able to talk about something that was very important to them both, rather than just be in their own heads, making up their own stories, and not looking at it. I gave them my recommended list of books to revive the passion and sex in their relationship. I gave the wife a hypnotherapy session specific to her on how to boost your sexual confidence and sexual energy so that she could have the confidence to initiate sex, to enjoy more varieties of sex, to speak up her sexual truth, to feel confident in her body. And it made a massive difference. And that's why I've made that all available now as an online audio program. You can just go and get the sexual energy boost you need. I've got one for men, one for women. I'll put the links with the show. You can also email me to get the links. Because changing your mind about sex, get your energy boosted when it comes to sex, can change everything. And also not being shy to talk about it. Because in her mind, she felt it was unladylike to initiate sex. And she didn't even know that her husband might like her initiating sex. She thought he probably wouldn't like it. And in actual fact, he said, I would love it. I would love you to initiate sex. I would love you to come towards me and express yourself. And she realized actually for her it was a cultural thing. It was a way that she was raised. It was a block that she had. And she was shy. She was sexually shy. And she wanted to change that. And so the hypnotherapy I created for her really helped her to change that. And it's really crazy because I watched a really interesting documentary on Netflix about porn and porn addiction and the shame and the guilt that comes with it. And alarmingly, it says that over 30%, I think 30% to 40% of children these days learn sexual education from porn. And so I feel that, you know, we're not talking about sex. Instead, we're getting sex advice and sex exposure from the wrong sources, from the sources that are not going to support us have an intimate, loving sex life. And if this is you and your situation, I wish you courage and love to open up and share, as I'm sure that not only your relationship will benefit emotionally, your sex life will too. And a lot of people have the fear of being embarrassed or are embarrassed about talking about sex. So if you really want to talk to sex about with sex to your partner and you want to have a session with me on how to do that, how to formulate it, then do get in touch. Or if you want to get that sexual mindset shift, then do get my sexual boost, either for men or for women, because it's really, really supported. You can change a low libido. You can change many other sexual issues, even impotence, erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, sexual tightness, sexual fear. It can all be changed. And in the digital world, all of these sexual issues are very common. We can all go through habits that don't serve us emotionally and sexually. And that's why getting action, taking things to change how you feel, how you view sex, how you come together can be really, really important. And as I said, you don't even have to talk to me. You can just go online, click and download and start to shift this for yourself. Because it can be difficult to speak about these things. And I hope that this will be the start of changing things for you if you do have that shyness that I know that I suffered with for a long time. Because sex is natural. It's a normal, natural thing for relationships. And so is love. And so is feeling calm. It's your right to feel love. It's your right to feel safe in your relationship. It's your right to feel calm and confident that your partner loves and is attracted to you. It's right to love yourself and to feel good about yourself. So I hope that this has inspired some kind of action in you, whether it's getting one of my audio programs, whether it's talking to your partner, whether it's doing other things that make you feel good in your body, in your confidence, in loving yourself. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be at peace. And you deserve a good sex life. So from my heart to yours, have a wonderful evening or day ahead whenever you're listening to this. Do reach out to me if you have any questions. And I really look forward to joining with you in the next episodes coming up. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.